Now we're recording.
6 years ago, when I came to Denmark, the last thing I expected was sitting in this room together with Simon and talking about some revolutionary things in search marketing. So what are we talking about today? It's
DuckDuckGo.
Yep.
What the darn is DuckDuckGo?
And is it actually going to explode?
Yeah, because something has changed. I think in my... We did some predictions in our last episode about 2020, and I said that privacy is a big thing, and DuckDuckGo might end up taking some users from away from Google and Bing.
Yeah.
And now it seems like the break we have all and they have all been waiting for.
Yep.
What has happened?
It's happening. So basically what happened is, I think, was it last
directly
year?
Directly into the mic, not above the mic.
Hello. I think last year it was actually when Google got fined by the European Union for an antitrust case. They got fined about 5 billion euro. And what happened is that the European Union wasn't really happy with how Google was both a search engine and they also tried to dominate the market without offering any other options. So now... they got forced into offering other options.
Actually, and it's funny that it's happened. It's only now because Microsoft was forced to this years ago.
Yeah,
with the providing, they had to do give the choice for users in Microsoft Windows to choose Google and not just have Bing.
Bing, yeah. Yep.
I think to for DuckDuckGo to be the big, it should be rebranded.
Okay, interesting. Why?
Because my parents would never trust something called DuckDuckGo with a picture of a duck.
Yeah, could be.
It's designed and marketed to the Reddit tech
okay, that I
community
yeah.
who yeah. are ironic of nature and sarcastic, intelligent people, but to be for the broad majority of people, it has to have a broad appeal.
Yeah.
And I don't think the duck and the DuckDuckGo name is... So,
We're getting messages.
Yeah, it's just my phone. I don't think that the name is a broad appeal.
Yeah,
and the duck... So now you're supposed to... You don't trust Google anymore. That's the future. You don't trust Facebook. So now you're supposed to trust a duck...
that goes
goes where so yeah that's I think it's interesting because I have started using DuckDuckGo as a way of key search analysis because Google does autocomplete forwards and DuckDuckGo autocomplete sentence forwards and backwards.
Okay, interesting. Can't
so if you start with the word, you get presented the sentence where it is mostly used, also with the prepositions.
Okay.
of the sentence.
Not can't you do that with wildcards in Google?
I do not know.
Asterisks. Okay.
Yeah, but it's very cool, very cool to search analysis and. DuckDuckGo is not that good in Danish.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, okay, let's look at it objectively. Even Google still takes more time to collect more data from, let's say, markets like Denmark and Bulgaria, for example, to be able to roll out an update and to be better. So it kind of makes sense. Like, they have what? Like, 1/10, 1/100 of the usage Google has.
The last statistics I have read is that, I think it was in 2017, that DuckDuckGo has 50 million searches a day.
Yep.
Do you have 2020 facts?
Yep. No, it's 2019
facts. Yeah. So how are we now?
At all-time high, nearly 50 million searches per day hit on October 28, 2019.
Okay.
On average, 30 million daily searches in the US now.
Okay, what worries me is I can see that it has received 500... No, it's
where is it?
13 million in funding.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought the first dollar sign was a 5. Yeah. So I was thinking, they need to make that money back at some point. But 13 million is not that much because...
It's not at all.
They could easily be profitable because what somebody... what people does not know is that Bing is profitable.
they are profitable. Okay, I'm not sure about profitable, but revenue-wise, they did already return that investment twice. Okay. They got $3 million in 2011, like in October 2011, and then $10 million in 2018, I think.
Yeah.
And here,
but
it
there
says
is a lot of tech.
Yeah.
To be funded.
In right here, it says that the reported yearly revenue is $25 million.
Yearly? Okay, yeah. That's not a lot, but that's still... But
twice investment.
Do you know Bing? How much they make?
No.
The last number I got. But take a wild guess.
$1 billion.
Five.
Fuck. I mean, if
so,
you compare
so,
to Google...
So they're... compared to Google, they are tiny.
Exactly.
But compared to DuckDuckGo, like, they're enormous.
Fucking huge.
So think about making DuckDuckGo, and I think DuckDuckGo, it has a better chance than Bing.
Mm.
But Bing could be... Bing has muscle.
Yeah,
Bing
exactly.
has... Think about... I think the hardware company... We need to see the hardware companies. I have been talking about Apple, but I keep forgetting about Microsoft. It's also like one of the biggest hardware companies.
Yeah.
And maybe the biggest, or some of the biggest hardware companies. Because you can say Apple is also a media company.
Mm.
But Apple and Microsoft, they could step back in as the savior of the... Because right now, the biggest companies in the world are marketing companies.
Yeah.
So we need the hardware companies to save us from the marketing companies.
But Radeon, AMD, is actually growing really, really strong, I think, recently.
Yeah, and so is NVIDIA.
I think, actually... Okay, so...
I just know from stocks that NVIDIA is a great stock.
I think we can go in depth, but it's a little bit sidetracked subject if we want to keep it on track. But, yeah.
No, I was just like, okay, Apple has no search engine.
Mm-hmm.
They could buy DuckDuckGo for nothing
compared
to their cash amount.
Yeah, yeah.
And they could buy out ad bloggers and so on and implemented it. So it's not just a private search, but it's a private ad-free search.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that, because DuckDuckGo needs to make money on its own, so it needs to have ads.
Yeah,
but Apple does not need that tiny amount of cash.
And it's actually a great unique sales point if you think about it. Just
think about you have the from now on you can only get the Apple search when you have an Apple device, and to get the most private browser and private the position on the market, you need an Apple. But of course they're going to get what you call it. If it grows, they're going to get a fine as well from EU. But they have the position now to go in and buy DuckDuckGo. But I think Apple is just lacking innovation right now, because they could have bought Disney for some years ago and then could have bought DuckDuckGo and could have bought all the ad blogging software. I think if we had like some megalomaniac like Steve Jobs or Elon or something, they would see through all this like Jeff Bezos does. They would not care about earning money from day to day, but about the empire building.
Mm-hmm.
And for Apple to be the final step on the empire would to buy and be the most like private hardware company on the world in the world. So
it's funny, because if you think about it, I think the same dilemma was present in Google. Like, you could say the same about Google, let's say maybe 5 years ago. Even Peter Thiel in the book 0 to 1 explains exactly that. Like, for example, companies like Google, they make crazy, like f ton of money, but they didn't really, now they do kind of with AI and all of these innovations, but they didn't really utilize the money for anything new. They didn't innovate. And it's kind of the same for Apple. Like, now, okay, so what are they doing? They launched a show, like a TV series.
I've actually heard a lot of media critics saying that this is going to die.
I mean, it should.
Because of Disney Plus.
It should. I think, exactly. Like, Apple used to stand for innovation and for changing design and for
design,
changing the world. Yeah.
And for, now for, it's for what? For brave enough to killing the I think they killed the printer plug, the big one, and they killed the
phone jack.
That's the last one. But they killed also the what's called the you remember the round plug for the mouse?
Mm.
I think it's called PS2.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they killed a lot of these unified things. But now it's like they want to make money, so they are making up new stuff instead of. I think they would have stepped on the gas on the Thunderbolt-ish thing, and the what is USB-C now would have been some sort of Apple standard.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But if you think about it, I mean, it should be.
They're good at making money.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe it happens with all companies that they lose focus at some point. It just kind of sad.
They outgrew the vision.
The vision, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I just think of...
Oh, man.
Think of what Apple could have become if they... You know, the biggest shareholder in Disney was Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Because he stepped in, saved Pixar, and sold it to Disney for a big chunk of shares. And he could have done magic by combining these two so that you could only have the Disney Plus experience from Apple.
For Apple, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
And when I think I heard the numbers I heard was a Disney Plus launch date in America. It's not open here yet.
Mm-hmm.
They gained like 1/8. So it's like 12.5% of the entire Netflix subscriber base in one day.
Wow.
But think of the catalog. It's something that they have 8,000 media properties.
Dang.
It's bigger than Netflix and Amazon Prime and all of these.
Imagine link building if you can get access to, no, but to 8,000 properties.
I would the day it launches, I'm going to step off Netflix because Netflix sucks right now. I think there's not okay. The Witcher was good, but there's not good content like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But my kids would love Disney. Also, I would love Disney because Star Wars and Marvel, and they own everything.
Yeah.
And if Apple would have bought that, they could have bought more things.
Yeah.
They just bought out the rights to Hulk. And then they bought Fox. Disney owns Fox.
Like the news channel or what?
No, the Fox properties for... not the Fox News, the Fox... I don't think... Maybe it's all of Fox, but Fox owns a lot of media stuff as well.
Yeah.
So they could have bought Sony when they wanted to do the part with the Spider-Man again.
Mm-hmm.
They, instead of just... like haggling over details, they could just have bought it.
Yeah.
If it was backed by Apple at the top, because Apple has all the money in the world. So, yeah. It's owned by Apple, Disney.
Disney, I think.
Yeah.
Fox Corporation.
It's like Hasbro buying out Saban's Power Rangers, because Power Rangers is actually just one big toy commercial. It would make so much sense that the biggest toy producer in the world buys toy commercial viable products. And now they just relaunched the Lightning collection of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I think it's so cool because I think it's a mixture of me growing up at the exact Power Ranger age and the fact that Power Rangers is just a commercial, because I work in advertising, not advertising, but in marketing. It's so cool. I love it. So back to Dr. Good, on topic, if we're going to, like, are we going to see companies offering DuckDuckGo optimization too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, just wait for it. This is like everything new that comes out.
Yeah.
Like a week afterwards, you start seeing
consulting it. Agencies love it.
Yep. Yep. Like, oh, I can optimize your site for this.
DuckDuckGo. Yeah. So we are going to stay tuned on this channel because we are. Oh, okay, we stopped. Was very awkward.
Again. Maybe it's when it's locked. Or
yeah. Stay tuned on this channel because we are going to make a DuckDuckGo course for you to buy only $199 with we are not going to do that because no one knows how to optimize for DuckDuckGo because there's just not enough data.
Yeah.
So, I need to do something about this because...
Mm-hmm.
If you see some clips, this is not a normal YouTube channel. Let's just face it. We are going to do... This is a talk show. It started as a podcast, and we're still going to do a podcast. But we are going to do this as a talk show, not as... When you see all the YouTube channels today, it's super cut.
Mm-hmm.
Like cut. We're going to do one takes as far as possible. But when you see a cut, it's because I've beeped up some of the setup in my phone because I'm actually controlling this via my phone. So, Dr. Go optimization, I think we're going to see courses, ebooks, books, and consulting doing it.
Definitely.
And in 5 years, Danish companies.
Maybe. Definitely.
Do we have more about the Dr. Go thing?
Yeah.
Is Dr. Go going to explode?
Yes, and I want to complain. I really want to complain because Dr. Go is a privately held company and I can't buy stock in it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think we can easily make some money on that.
Yeah, should have.
Yeah.
So if you're rich, buy yourself a piece of that duck.
Yeah.
Until next time, we'll see you again.
Yep.
This was The Other Marketing Guys in a new format. I hope you liked it.